Another thing that's typically done in Feldenkrais in these awareness through movement lessons is a scan. And what do I mean by a scan? It means you don't have to. Generally, you close your eyes and then you kinesthetically feel how it is that you're making contact with the floor right now. So, one way of doing that is going to individual parts of your body and asking whether they're making contact with the floor or not. So, I like to start off with the pelvis, sensing whether I can feel the sacrum on the floor. The sacrum is the middle part of the back of the pelvis. And perhaps a little bit more to the left, the pelvis is tilted, a little bit more to the left or to the right. And you can move up from there into your spine and your low back. And sense which parts of that are lifted from the floor. The possibilities of the different types of things that could be going on are endless. Just see how it is for yourself, for you yourself today. And then you can move up to the two shoulders and see how the left shoulder is making contact with the floor. What parts of the shoulder are making contact? The outer tip of the shoulder, you could ask yourself how elevated off of the floor is it? And then you could compare that to the right shoulder. Is one shoulder more elevated than the other? Coming more easily coming forward, or it doesn't rest as far back into the floor. And then sense how from your shoulder you're giving weight into your arms. So what's the first part of your arms that makes contact with the floor? Is it your elbow? Is it the back of the triceps? If it's just the elbow is the first place that makes contact with the floor, is that consistent with which shoulder you feel more lifted from the floor? And then you can scan down your arms, down to your hands, and you could ask, how are my hands making contact with the floor? Are my palms up? Are the palms down? Is it somewhere in between? And how comfortably do they rest? What that means is, you know, if the palms were down, are the palms flat, or is there an arch in the palm so that the fingers are, so that something is actually supporting the hand up? Just get a sense for all these things. Don't try and change them. Don't try and think that there's something right or wrong that you have to fix. Just note it. And the trick is that this is going to change throughout the course of the lesson and throughout the course of the afternoon. And then, lastly, move up into your neck, into your head. And so feel, where is it that you're making contact with the floor with the back of your head? And then sense also in the neck, how much of the neck is elevated from the floor or making contact with the floor. Now typically in the cervical spine, which is the neck, we have a little bit of arching. There, it's normal. But, you know, just measure for yourself that. If you could visualize putting one or two or three fingers, sliding them under your neck, I don't recommend doing that, but if you could visualize that, how many fingers could you get under the back of your neck there? And then moving down just a little bit more, if your neck is arched, where is the first place that you're making contact, you feel the spine making contact with the floor? It could be somewhere between your shoulder blades, theoretically, possibly. And now gently roll your head from left to right. And as you roll your head, get a sense for just how far the head rolls comfortably. Where is the point where you feel just a little bit of resistance, that the movement is not as lubricated? And is it a little easier to roll in one direction or the other? And if it is, how does that relate to what you've noticed about your shoulders or your pelvis? And pause, leave that. And now just once or twice, what I'd like for you to do is I'd like you to lift your head up off of the floor as if you wanted to look between your feet. So just lift once or twice off of the floor and then lower your head again. It's always a movement. And just get a sense for how far, how easily you can lift your head. And come back. Bring your feet to standing. And now, try doing the same thing. Just lifting your head to look, and sense, is it any easier now than before? And is there any difference in the parts of yourself that press into the floor as you do this? Okay. Let your legs go long again. And now gently try and lift your head again. And is it easier? So once you figure it out that it's easier, you don't have to continue doing it being like, what the hell is that? So this movement is going to continue to become easier. So now bring both of your feet to standing again. And bring your right hand behind your head. And raise up your right leg and with your left hand, hold your right knee just below the knee. Just below the knee. Perfect. And now in this position, bring your elbow towards the right knee to lift the head and lower it again. And lower it. And just repeat this movement nicely, gently, softly, and easily. You don't have to lift very far. And as you lift the head, pay attention to what parts of yourself are now making greater contact with the floor. Do you inhale or do you exhale as you lift the head? Do it one more time and then let it go. Bring your feet back to standing. Let your legs go long, actually. And bring your arms by your side. And so, starting off a little basic here, but now that we're lying with our legs long again, can you sense a difference now with how your pelvis and your back, particularly your low back, are lying on the floor now than before? Okay. Bring your feet to standing again. Bring your left hand behind your head. And then grab a hold of your right knee with your right hand. Right knee with the right hand. Yeah, the other foot is standing though. There you go. And so now very gently in this, bring the left elbow towards the right knee. And then come back. And remember, it's not a sit-up, it's not a crunch. You just slowly want to lift the head with the hand. Use the hand to lift the head to bring the elbow. So now feel, is this easier or harder, this cross movement, than the same side movement? And what different parts of your body make contact with the floor now? As you do this, can you sense the entire length of your spine? Can you feel the length in the entire length of your spine? And pause. Bring your feet to standing. Bring your arms by your side. Now again, bring your right arm behind your head. With your left hand, grab your right knee, just below your right knee. And try the original movement again of just bringing the elbow to the knee. And feel which parts of yourself make contact with the floor, the length of your spine. Can you feel length all the way through between your shoulders and into your neck as you do this? And then pause next time you're down on the floor. Okay. So now we've been bringing the elbow to the knee in this position, right? That's the thought process. Elbow towards the knee. So now can you change it? And can you ask now that you want to direct the forehead towards the knee? They're not going to touch. But can you now think forehead to knee as you do this movement? Exhale as you lift up and think forehead to the knee. Do that a few times. And feel how does that change the contact in the back of the floor. Pause. And now, think nose to the knee. You direct your nose to the knee. So, slowly, easily, folding your rib cage as you go up. Can you think lips to the knee? And finally, can you think paws on the floor? And now let's try chin to the knee. So with your hand, lift up. So this is a little tricky. If the chin were really coming to your knee, then the back of your head, the upper part of the back of your head, would be the last part to leave the floor. It's almost like you bring the chin to the ceiling. And now, think of bringing the forehead again to the knee. Bring the nose to the knee. Try once again the chin to the knee. And then bring the elbow to the knee. Let it go. Let your legs go long. Bring your arms down by your side. Rest, relax. And feel now the contact that you're making with your floor, with the floor. I didn't explicitly mention it in the scan, but do you notice a difference in between your two legs now? How your two legs are lying? Is there something different about the right leg than before? And check in with your breathing. Is there a part of your breathing that's a little bit more full now? Roll your head gently left to right. Without any ambition, just to see. Is that any different? Let it go. Okay, let's bring both feet to standing again. Now, put your left hand behind your head and grab the left knee below the left knee with the right hand. Okay, and slowly now, bring the left elbow to the left knee and thereby gently lifting the head. And return and just repeat this movement. And get a sense for yourself now, how is it on this side compared to the other side? Both when you started and towards the end. Make sure you think of the elbow and the knee coming together. Almost like there's a string on the elbow that's attached to the knee and the knee is pulling that elbow in. Feel the contact on the floor as you lift yourself up. Okay, and pause. Let your legs go long, arms go long. So now do you sense a change on the other side of your back, the left side of your back? Just doing a few movements of something that quasi resembles a crunch, does it actually affect the way that you hold the back? Bring your feet to standing again. the left hand behind your head. Grab the left knee with your right hand. And now again, direct the left elbow towards the left knee. And really think of the elbow going towards the knee. It doesn't have to touch. There's no requirement for touching. It's just that that's the direction. Your head just responds because it's in the carriage. Your head is just a respondent. And now the next time you do this, think now of directing the forehead towards the knee. Beautiful. And pause in this position. Ask yourself, how's your pelvis making contact with the floor? Just right now. Is it symmetrical, or are you pulled over to one side? There's no right or wrong. It's just to know what you're doing. And then once again, bring your forehead to the knee. And do that 2 times. And now bring your nose, direct your nose towards the knee. So this changes the angle of your head as you go towards the knee. And you don't have to lift as high. You could lift just an inch or two, but you're thinking the nose towards the knee. And the next time, think of directing the lips towards the knee. So you just want to plant a kiss onto the knee. There you go. And then direct the chin towards the knee. All with ease, not with effort. So the initiation is really crucial, because you want to lift in a way so that it's the chin is directing the whole time. It's not like, oh, the elbow directs and then at some point the chin takes over. It's from the initiation the chin is going. So pause. And just lying here in this position, visualize the movement. So don't do it, but think there's a string attached to the chin, goes to the knee, and then just kinesthetically visualize. That action. And if you want, try it once now. And leave it and let it go. So legs long, arms by your side. And now roll your head left to right. It's any easier than before. And then pause in the middle. And then gently lift up your head to, as if you wanted to see between your feet. And how's it now? Different, huh? Okay, let's come up to sitting. And sit with the soles of your feet together, someplace comfortably, out in front of you. It's not a yoga pose or anything, so it can be nice and soft in front of you. With the left hand, grab your left ankle. Some are comfortable in your ankle. Right hand by your side. Some are nice by your side. And now, it's, unfortunately, this movement is not so easy to do slowly. But what we're going to do is you're going to keep your feet together. The constraint is keeping the feet together. And you can lower your head a little bit. But what you want to do is you want to roll onto your back, but towards the right side of your back, so your elbow makes contact. And then you roll back so that you roll off the elbow into the hand. So maybe what we could do is just roll back onto the elbow and then come back. So just roll onto the elbow and come back. So you roll back diagonally onto the elbow. You're holding with your left, you're holding your left hand on your left ankle, and then you come back. So just gently come back. Gently and come back. And it might be best to do with soft eye focus, so you're not targeting anything with your eyes. We often do that. Or you just look at your feet. But not an external, something external. And just diagonally come back. So Tom, can you try just, can you get just to here? And then come back. No, all the way up. Sit up. So, I don't know if you're, so from here, just to here. Yeah, you're on the elbow, on the elbow. You're just here. So you're rolling this little diagonally back, your feet are together, and then you come back. And once this movement is, so the trick here is that you want to make this movement nice and soft and easy. So if you grip really hard in your lower back and abdomen muscles, you're not going to make it soft and easy. You want to do it so that in a way you could just do it forever, and you could just keep talking while you do it. Right? But if you're gripping and stuff, it's going to be hard to... Then you're doing Pilates or something, and not that there's anything wrong with Pilates, but Pilates is great. And once this movement is comfortable, then you go all the way back and then roll all the way back up. And make sure you're not too close to the wall back there. Just a little bit diagonal roll back. And then you come back up. There you go. So, if you try and ask yourself, where am I holding? What is it that I'm doing? Where am I making excess effort? Because the reason why it's hard to come back is because you have to round your torso. So your torso has to get rounded in order to do this and this. And if it's rounded, then it'll go. But if you don't allow your torso to get rounded, so if you're holding in the muscles here and conversely holding here, then you can't round. So what is it that you can just soften? So just think like, I'm just rolling back in molasses. And I'm just, you have to let your chin tuck down towards your chest and let your back round as you go diagonally back. And then eventually, you know, the nervous system needs a break. So lie down on your backs and let your legs go long. So the intention with awareness through movement lessons is not that we do something so much that we get physically tired. But the brain and the nervous system does get tired from paying attention. So this is one of the reasons why we like to take breaks. In the breaks we can also, because we're really making no effort at all, we can also sense the differences and see how what we've been doing has changed. So now, as you're lying on the floor, see, hey, is doing this silly little rolling movement make any difference to how you're lying and making contact with the floor? Come back up to sitting again. Same position. So now this time, the right hand holds. Left hand is by your side. The feet get kept together. And now you just roll back onto your left elbow and come back. And if you soften in your abdomen and in your back and just let yourself round and let the head hang, and then you come back. So, you lower the head and you come back onto the elbow. So let your right arm go straight so that it's almost like, you know, your legs pull your shoulder, your right leg pulls your right shoulder back up. You almost think of it that way. So it's like you're using the forces. It's not like you have to grip in your abdomen to come back. You could do it that way. But if you think of like your feet get pulled towards the floor and it just rolls you back up. See? And if you're feeling good with this, you could try going all the way down to the floor, making sure you're not too close to the wall. Nice and gently and easily. So Tom, roll a little bit more towards your left. So it's like you roll onto the left side of your back as you come down. And you could have your arm a little bit further out to your side. So if you have your arm out here, all right. I think that's good for now. Why don't we leave it? And we'll lie down on our backs. And sense the contact you're making with the floor now. You can start with your feet and legs. Have they changed? Do you feel the pelvis a little bit more clearly? How's your breathing? Is it a little softer and fuller than before? And how's the contact with your low back and the floor now? How are your shoulders making contact with the floor? Has that contact increased? Feel how the arms are making contact with the floor. Do your upper arms take a little bit more weight into the floor than they did before? And sense your hands. Are they also lying a little bit more softly? And then sense the height of the back of the neck. Is there any change there? And then gently roll your head left and right. Just to see. And then let it go. And come to sit. And then stand. And just stand nicely. Close your eyes. Organize your pelvis over your legs and your head and shoulders over your pelvis. You're looking out towards the horizon. Feel how your arms dangle out of your shoulders, where your shoulders are in space. And then open your eyes. Just sense, look out to the horizon. Feel, sense any changes, whether you feel more taller, upright. And then walk around a little bit.